Chapter 1. The mattress squeaked underneath them. Sweat glistened off Daniela's skin as she rode Alexander, working them closer to ecstasy. Alexander gripped her hips hard as he fucked her, bruising her skin, slamming into the slick heat of her body. She knew he was close. Daniela ground her hips in response, her eyes drifting shut as her head fell back. No longer did she see the pale man beneath her, with his curly sandy hair sticking to his forehead and his heated brown eyes. Instead, he shifted in her mind, changing into the one she truly desired. Her fantasy lover. It was his silky brown hair, his darkened eyes, his smell, his taste. Yes. Yes. His was the body beneath hers, filling her, bringing her closer to climax. The familiar shiver started at the base of her spine, circulating throughout her body, and then it snapped hard, making her cry out as she came. In three quick strokes, Alexander joined her with a loud guttural moan. Daniela draped her dark brown legs over the edge of the bed. Her orgasm left her feeling warm, relaxed, until the man behind her stirred. Another go. Alexander smirked as he thumbed a new condom. She cringed. Her stomach knotted, a deep weight settling within as her intuition flared to life. It demanded he leave. If it weren't for the few glasses of wine she'd had before he called, she would have never allowed him into her home or her. Daniela stepped away from the bed to retrieve her robe. No, I've got to get ready for work. Alexander purred. It could wait. She could feel his gaze. It roamed over her like a slithering snake ready to strike. Daniela narrowed her eyes. No, it can't. She lifted her dark curly hair from the collar of her robe and tied the sash tight around her midsection in finality. I'm sorry if you're confused, but nothing about our deal has changed. I came. You came, and now it's time to go. I have things to do, and I'm sure you do as well, elsewhere. Alexander's feet hit the floor and she breathed a sigh of relief. She turned to give him privacy while he dressed, but her body refused to relax as the feeling within her gut grew heavier. He's leaving. Just give him a couple of minutes, she thought. Daniela pressed the button to open the long pink and gold drapes covering her floor-to-ceiling windows. Her gaze settled on the breathtaking view from her penthouse floor, unobstructed by the surrounding New York skyscrapers. The soft rays of the sun were low against the horizon, but still magnificent in the way their rosy tints contrasted through the early morning blues. The scene almost calmed her, but then a noise shattered the serenity. Daniela turned and found Alexander behind her, still naked and much too close. She took a step back, and he took another forward, caging her against the glass. He smirked as he grabbed a hold of her chin, his lips hovering near her own. Now come on, Daniela, we both know you didn't mean no. She narrowed her eyes and quickly slapped his hand away. But before she could speak, he covered her mouth and pressed against her. Or do you just like it rough, pet? Her fight or flight response went into high gear, flooding her with adrenaline. Daniela opened her mouth and bit his hand hard. Alexander chuckled at the pain as if it were nothing, but he pulled back just enough to give her an opening. Daniela used the space to twist and then flew forward, throwing a punch at his head. Alexander jumped back and threw up his hands, but that asinine smile was still on his face. All right, I'll go. No need to be so hasty. But just remember, I'm only here because you agreed to let me in. I don't know why you're playing hard to get now, when I was deep inside you not even 10 minutes ago. And I think it's hilarious you think it's an act. She glared at him, clenching her fists. You're right, I let you into my home, but you know what? Everyone makes mistakes they wish they could take back. So let me be perfectly clear, since you didn't understand the first two times. You have two choices. Either you leave my house willingly, or I will haul you out myself. He let out a low whistle and backed away, grabbing his clothes and shoes. Whatever you say, babe. Whatever you say. It wouldn't go away. The nagging, soul-wrenching feeling that something was wrong had buried itself deep in Daniela's gut. If she was being honest, the feeling had been there for the past 2 weeks, but it had never been this intense. Before, it was a whisper, something she could turn a blind eye to. It didn't worry her. It wasn't even a blight on her day. But today, everything felt drenched in the icky, sinking blackness. Even after her cup of coffee, warm bath, and meditative session, she still felt filthy. Perhaps the situation with Alexander had bothered her more than she'd realized. He'd never acted that way before. But today? Daniela shook her head. It didn't matter. She would never see or speak to him again, and if he tried anything, she could always rely on the guards in the lobby. Daniela blocked his number, and on her way out she had a quick chat with both security guards. Under no circumstances was he to enter her floor or the building without her authorization. After confirming she was all right, they replied with a sincere, "Of course, Miss Ismaniya." But despite that, the feeling remained, and if her intuition was right, she was in for a hell of a day. With a sigh, Daniela thanked the guards, before she scurried out the door and set off to work.